Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners. This is Rhonda Harrison with Roadmap for Seekers. Today, our guest is to be Judith Light, but she hasn't called in yet, so we're going to wait a few moments. And during that time, I'm going to pick a card that we can focus on for today to give us some insight as to where we're at and what we're doing. Welcome to everyone. It's nice and sunny here in Colorado after a real nice ice storm. And today I'm going to pull a card from the Shapeshifter Tarot. And it's a tarot that I've worked with for quite some time. And it has really nice energy. And it has a lot to do with Celtic mythology. And let's just see what we can pull up today. Oh, Seeker of Element, or Pinnacles. It's a very beautiful man with, like, horns that are, I would say, from a longhorn steer. And he's, like, standing with a beautiful blue robe and leaves coming down on him, and sunflowers are out, and red clover. And then there's a pond with a little, like, a, what do you call that? The swirl that people see when things are moving into motion. And I'm picking up on just enjoying the brightness and the full color of, you know, the time now since we're going into winter. You know, it's really important to get as much sunshine as possible to keep those moods from, you know, overwhelming us. But to also lead and think, you know, from our spirit as to how we are going to do things for ourselves. And this card is about initiation, inner and outer strength, tangibility. It's a shape-shifting bull man patiently stands in front of a fully leaved oak tree. And the seeker of earth is Tarvis, god of vegetation, and young aspect of all father. The oak tree behind the shapeshifter seems to a part of him, its leaves and branches winding around his horns. The shape of the bull horns parallels the crescent moon and the female genitalia. Often blown at sunrise, at sunset, horns from bull worship were used as the first musical instrument of the Teutonic tribes and are associated with hunters, warriors, herdsmen, and watchmen. The shapeshifter's sky blue cloak, like the horns, blend in as a natural extension of him. And standing on the stone rests his cloak, swirling folds, the water continuing into the sky, being the inheritance of extreme antinuity and iniquity within the domain of the goddess. The Irish are known as people of wealth, and they frequently construct altars or shrines, as appears, you know, in divine communication with other people and with the symbols. And, you know, and the sunflowers are the symbol of the sun, like I said, and regeneration, especially in this time of, you know, not as much sunshine. It's really important to look at that. And, you know, he's a very productive and constructive sign, you know, cyclical growth and longevity. Like the bright light of the sun, you are unstoppable, finding perfection in your work and home environment. This may be a time of the birth of new ideas, plans, and projects. No one can deter you from your forward progress. In fact, the identity of those who are trying to bar your way or undermine your patterns will soon be known. This is a good time to change any young and reckless types of attitudes, habits, and behaviors you may be harboring. So, you know, it's really important that we don't harbor those resentments, because then it clouds our energy. And I think a lot of times in this, you know, time of us being in the winter, and then just as fast as the energy is moving, it's really important to let go of anything that doesn't serve you at this point, because it's not good for you or for the universe or anything else, because holding resentments aren't going to make the person change or make the situation different. What it'll do is clog you or block you from moving forward. So it's a cleansing of, so that you can move forward and do so much other beautiful work, you know, that needs to be done at this time, you know, so that we all stay very grounded, but yet moving forward in our movement towards, you know, the divine light of the divine and the goddesses that lift us up, so that we can pursue our rightful passions that we have, rather than just doing a 9-to-5 job, you know, seeking out more of our passion and doing more of that. And you can reach me on Facebook, Rhonda Harrison, or you can reach me on LinkedIn the same way, Rhonda Harrison. I also have a project called Shawls of Love and Hugs on Facebook that I do a lot of work with individuals who have sick family members or family members who have been in a coma or are in the passing process. And I sit with shawls and blankets to help put compassion and healing and support into these things, so that when the families get them, they can feel the support and the love of the individuals, you know, that have been working with them. I get them sent to me from all over, And then I also have been taking requests by IM messaging on my Shawls of Love and Hugs page or my Facebook page. When someone gets a hold of me and lets me know that they have a family member or themselves are needing support during a time of grief, and I'll usually send out a blanket or a shawl, and then I'll decide which of the healing oils that I make to send out to people and fully that works properly for them. And you can check out my page at www.hummingbirdhealingoils.com. And you can see, you know, what I carry. I do a very intuitive, in-depth process of infusing the oils with spirit and angels and light energy, as well as recently I started infusing them with Andarian crystals. And you can find out more about the Andara crystals at Andara Magic, A-N-D-A-R-A Magic.com. And the gentleman who is the keeper of these Andarians now in the Sierra Nevadas in California, Mickey Magic, is going to be a guest in February to talk to us about the huge outcropping of these stones that are coming forward now for our wisdom and our help in this energetic time of change. And they come in, I think, 19 or 25 colors, blues and turquoise and greens and ruby red and light pink and white and a seafoam green. And one called a shaman stone is a black stone with golden tips in it. It looks like amber or topaz, but it's part of this Andarian crystal that is on the Sierra Nevada fault line. And they just keep coming up in the last 10, 15 years, and now they're being released out into the world with their knowledge and their help for healing. The grandmother, Nell, who had watched them in the Choctaw Indian heritage, her and her family had been on this land for years, and then they started coming up out of the ground probably 20 years ago, and they are amazing how they work and the energy that comes from them. And, you know, if anyone wants to call in, you can call in at 1-347-838-9142. Press 1 and I'll see you in the queue. I can do readings and we can talk about this changing energy until Judith calls in, but I think I may have messed up and didn't tell her that this show was at 11 instead of 12, and because she was on the Searcher's Roadmap last month. If you'd like to hear her speak, she's, I believe, on the 18th of November was when she, or 19th. You can just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford, and you can see all the shows that I've done and the ones that have been done in the past. There's 5 years of archives there, and anytime you want, you can go into the archives and open up any of the files, and you can hear the shows from 5 years ago or just in the last month or in the last few weeks. And there's a variety of shows that we have, the No Show, Laws of Material Wealth, Paul Drennan's show, Cosmic Contacts on Mondays. The No Show and Laws of Material Wealth are on Wednesdays. And my show right now is on Thursday, Roadmap for Seekers. And then on Friday at noon, it's Searcher's Roadmap. But starting the first of the year, they both will be on the same day. Roadmap for Seekers will be at 11, and the Searcher's Roadmap will be at noon Mountain Standard Time, both on Fridays, one right after the other. And I have a huge lineup of guests coming from all over the world that will, the first one's on the 1st of January with LaManda Brown and Bashira Luna Lakshmi. And, you know, it'll be a full 2 hours of readings and energy changing and energy reading. I really appreciate everyone's support and being, you know, listening to them in the archives or wherever, you know. You can also pick them up on iTunes through Blog Talk, and they're free to download and pass on to your friends or tell your friends about it, and they can download it to their own computer. And, you know, we just really enjoy working with his spiritual side that's changed so much in the last few years. So anyway, you can call in at 1-347-838-9142, and we'll have, I'm going to try to call Judith, so I'm going to put on some music and then try to call her and see if she's available or not. Hang on just a moment.